Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Adriana LaGrange. She is the Education Minister for the Province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And main thing kind of wanted to discuss today is some supports that have been made available recently for students with academic and mental health challenges, something we've certainly seen a little more of over the course of the pandemic. Why don't you tell us a little bit what's all happening as part of that?
As I had indicated in my budget, I've allocated an additional $110 million, and it's actually now $113 million for additional supports. So that is over the next 3 years. Out of the $110 million, we will be spending $30 million in the 22-23 school year. And the way I've broken it down is really into three areas. So there'll be $10 million for specialized learning supports. Specialized assessments. And these assessments really are what we found over the last year, particularly through the pandemic, is that there have been a backlog of assessments that are necessary for our children, so that these include speech language pathologist assessments, physical therapists, occupational therapists, or child psychology type assessments that we haven't been able to have those completed. And so adding these additional resources and supports and dollars to the problem will speed up the process. We want our children to be assessed so that we can provide the targeted supports they need and set them up for a successful educational journey. The other $10 million will be utilized for mental health supports. And in this area, because the needs are so different right across this province, what we are doing is calling for a application type process where there will be pilots right across the province. We want school authorities and agencies to be able to come up with creative new solutions that will address the needs of our students, because, as I said, we are seeing some mental health challenges as a result of the pandemic. We want to see what are the best possible ways to address it. New, innovative, scalable approaches is what we're looking for in that particular envelope of funding. And then we have another $10 million where we're going to support those students in grades 2 to 4 that have been currently getting additional supports through that $45 million that we introduced in the 21-22 school year to address learning loss disruptions. We've seen such tremendous positive results as a result of that $45 million investment that we want to continue that on for those students who need a little extra work in this upcoming year. So that takes care of the $30 million. There's an additional $3 million. Prior to the pandemic, we had added a pilot where we were going to work with nonprofit agencies to provide nutritious lunches and snacks to schools to enhance the $17 million that we already spend right across the province in this area. We just want to see if we can provide more supports in that area, more dollars in that area, more nutritious meals that can serve more children and perhaps take some of the work off of schools, because schools have so much that they do already without the added need, of course, of taking care of food for our children, but schools care so much, teachers in particular care so much about their students. They want to see every child have a nutritious meal and a nutritious snack, and sometimes, that just takes added work for them. We want to see what possibilities are there for pilots so that can come off their plate.
And one of the things you sort of mentioned there was the learning loss kind of thing, because obviously, the past couple of years, kids haven't been able to spend, as much time in the classroom as they would normally, and, that's, for some kids, that may not be the most conducive learning environment there. When it comes to some of the learning loss supports, how is this going to help, a lot of those children that haven't had as much classroom time as they probably needed over the past couple of years?
Well, and what we saw, pardon me, over the last year, since we introduced that $45 million in targeted support interventions in September of 2021, what we have seen is that those students have been able to gain a further proficiency and, you know, just to up their skills in both literacy and numeracy. And what we did find was that it was about 45% of grades 1 to 3 students, of the grades 1 to 3 student population, which amounts to about 73,000 students that were actually struggling. So giving those students the support through this year, plus the additional $10 million that we're going to invest next year, plus the fact that we have the new curriculum that really focuses on literacy and numeracy, particularly in the early grades, kindergarten to grade 3, it will be implemented here in September. All of these pieces coming together will really strengthen the ability for those students to, you know, to move forward rather than be left behind. That is something that is of great concern to every teacher, to every parent, and to ourselves here in the Ministry of Education.
You mentioned a bit earlier about the school nutrition program, and I understand that was a pilot program that had been running a couple years ago before, you know, the pandemic showed up. Now with getting this program sort of back up and running again, and, you know, how will this help with the sort of students out there? Because, you know, nutrition is very much important for kind of growing bodies like they have.
Absolutely. We know that children, when they have a good meal, and you know, a nutritious meal, something that gives them the sustenance, then they're better able to learn. So we want to ensure that students, particularly those in most need, have those nutritious meals and snacks available to them. This is something that all school authorities across the province have been focused on. Unfortunately, as I said earlier, the pandemic did disrupt that pilot program that we had ongoing. Currently, we spend $17 million, and it feeds roughly about 40,000 students, but we know there's more need out there. So is there an opportunity to partner with local nonprofit agencies that already serve others in the community in this area? We've seen initially when the pilot had started, there was some really innovative, creative opportunities and things that were going on in various schools. I just want to see that grow, and that's why we're dedicating $3 million in this upcoming year for that to grow, so that we can feed more children that really need it.
And with these, obviously, you've got all these supports announced that will obviously kick in this year. But, you know, as we kind of, you know, make our way kind of through the next school year or so, as we kind of sort of get kind of back adjusted to the new normal, if you will, if you see that chance, it's okay. Maybe there's some other areas that maybe students need some support in. Could there be more moves happening on this front down the line?
Well, currently we spend, as a province, $1.4 billion out of the $8.4 billion budget to provide supports and services to our students beyond just the academic. This, you know, includes mental health supports, this includes nutritional supports, this includes specialized learning supports for special needs students. We certainly want to make sure that every student that has a particular need, that we can see that being addressed. And we want to continue that. The great piece with that $1.4 billion that school authorities have access to is that it is flexible, that they are able to address the local needs, because, of course, they are different depending on where you are in the province and depending on your circumstances, family circumstances. So that flexibility is what we've heard from school authorities that they really appreciate. These dollars are up and above that. So the $113 million that I have been talking about is up and above that $1.4 billion that we spend to support our students. At the end of the day, we really just want to make sure every student is able to succeed regardless of their circumstances and regardless of where they are in the province. So again, just meeting students where they are, that's the most important for us.
Yeah, Vonnie, whenever a guest joins us here on the Trending 55 Pots, we always like to throw in a little personal question in there. And of course, we are coming up on summertime. Maybe a lot of people like to do some traveling and check out some of the different areas of this province. Now, you yourself are the MLA for the riding of Red Deer North. What are some interesting things kind of going on in and around your riding over the next little while that might be interesting for people to check out there?
Well, Westerner Days are coming up in mid-July, and we have not been able to have Westerner Days take place because of COVID over the last couple of years, and I'm very excited to have the opportunity to take part in the parade, to take part in all of the fun activities at Westerner Days, and of course the chuck wagon races are a highlight. So definitely come and check out Westerner Days in Red Deer.
Definitely sounds like that'll be a lot of fun. Anyhow, Education Minister Adriana LaGrange, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure, Kyle. Have a great day.